morning. We're just gonna find out today in this Saturday morning ways you can keep that weight off for the holidays. Here's the Manhattans and Shiny Star, and I'll be right back. Yeah, so that's the Manhattans. So yeah, Christmas is coming up, and of course, this is a festival where we do a lot of eating. And as I always say to you guys, it's not what you do every now and then, it's what you do every day. So if you have a cheat day every now and then, it's not a problem, you know. But it's a build up and the building up and the building up every day or every week that gets you. And I think I hope we can have everybody, even kids, tune in today, this program. Because we have this stuff going on in January. This craze about losing weight. Or I can eat as much as I want for the holidays, and then I'll lose it in January. I've been training for years and years, and it's not easy. Sometimes I have to force and push my body in the gym. It's not an easy thing, unless everybody would be fit. Everybody. So it's a challenge. And food is very addicting, especially fats, sugar, and salt. That's what you're addicted to, actually. As I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, I said, listen, never allow yourself to get hungry. Because when you're hungry, you don't crave lettuce and tomatoes and carrot. You'd crave this fat, sugar, or salt. Okay, so if you eat timely, that's why they say you should. Everybody, you hear that all the time. The doctors would say eat a specific time. Make sure you put stuff in there. So that that hunger wouldn't come. You know, anybody, what the body normally does is that when you eat, a special time, the brain says, well, all right, good, coming around, hey, listen, real clock, you know. Coming around that time, he would say, well, listen, hey, you got to get some insulin out there to convert this food into glucose and stuff like that. So it's programmed for that. So when you come out of the box and you eat and snack and differently, you find that it messes up with the whole brain and how the whole sink is. And you know, out of sync, things doesn't work out. Carbohydrate, you know, the major classification of food is carbohydrates, protein, and fat. Carbohydrates, basically, if you understand the metabolism of food, you'll understand how to manage this stuff and minimize the weight gain. And I'm going to tell you by before the end of the program how you can do it. There's certain ways that you know, you should approach food in itself. Yes, we do like appetizing food and so forth, but the way you can eat it that you can minimize or blunt the effect that it would have on other people. And I'll tell you that in this program today. But carbohydrates, examples, yams, cassava, and I'm talking about good carbohydrates now. We ain't talking about the junk stuff. All right, we're not talking about the junk stuff now, guys. All the processed foods we're talking about. Nice stuff that you here in this island accustomed to, you know, your yam, your tanya, your edibles, your plantains. A lot of people don't get these fresh stuff. Good carbohydrate, protein, fish. But just give you examples. Meat in itself, that's all protein, nuts. And fats, you know, you know what fat is. Fat is fat, end of story. Right, fatty, greasy food, saturated fats, and so forth. We're going to talk about the metabolism of these foods and how you can adjust your eating so that you could minimize weight gain, which is associated with a lot of other problems, you know what I mean? So, Machine Gun Kelly, let's go back to the top. Yeah, bad things, and I'll be right back. Why my teeth sinking those lips? Why your body's giving me life? And you suffocating my kiss? Then you said I want you forever. Ain't no way we're not together. Scars on my body, so I can take you wherever. Like I want you forever, even when we're not together. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never get.
I love the pain, and I love the way that your breath loves me like Novocaine. And we are always high, keep it strange. Okay, yeah, I'm insane, but you're the same. Let me paint the picture, couch by the kitchen. Ain't nothing but your heels on, losing all religion. You're my pretty little fiction, and I'm that voice inside your head that keeps telling you to listen to all the bad things I say. And you said I want you forever. On my body, so I can take you wherever. Like I want you forever, even when we're not together. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never. So I can take you wherever, like I want you forever, even when we're not together. Put scars on my body, I can look at you and never. Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only get it.
that was Machine Gun Kelly and Bad Things. So carbohydrate, protein, and fat, macro nutrients. And the micronutrients would be, you know, the vitamins and all the supplements you take, which you need, but you need them in small portions. And you normally don't gain weight with macro nutrients, very slight. Some people would be prone to that, but most people don't gain any weight with micro nutrients, the macro ones, and how you eat them. And that's what we're gonna talk about today. It's Christmas time, and I hear much of a Christmas carols, you know. Maybe I'm on the wrong station, but yeah, I don't know, this year Christmas is seeping in on us kind of late, I guess, because of the financial situation, and you know, everybody's trying to hold back. But don't forget, guys, keep some money for January. January is always a hard month, and you know, it's a long month too, and payday would actually take so while to get there. But basically, carbohydrate, you see, the body only really recognizes as food from the blood level now. Cells. Yes, the whole gross picture is the big food you have in your plate. But really, the body and how it be made, the mechanism of the body, you just, that food got to be broken down by enzymes and taken into the blood. And the blood now is going to take that to the cells, which millions, billions of cells you've got, which make up your tissues and so forth, and your organs. All right, so you got to get it to those cells. All over, kidney cells, right? Prostate cells, lung cells, heart cells, all of that stuff. You got to get it there. And you want the right amount there, too. You don't want excess now, and you got excess. The body say, hey, yeah, I got no, I'm sorry, you feel, I got no use for you. And you store that. That glucose now can be shifted into storage. Right? It's like, yeah, you know what I mean. So, that's carbohydrate. And the principal food, actually, as I said, that the cells recognize glucose. So if the body's going to make a choice, the first choice is always carbohydrate, breaking that down into glucose. But it can do the same thing to protein, the meats, right? And it can also do the same thing to fat. All of those it can break down to glucose, which the body recognize, that unit cell recognize. Billions of them. But the path of least resistance is easier, is more efficient, is more economical to the body to make glucose from carbohydrate. If it no carbs around, carbs the short for carbohydrates, of course, no carbs around, a shift to protein or fat. You see what I mean? You don't want that really. You want the body to make the glucose from the carbohydrates, because the protein, the fat, you must have fat around storage. Because if you're fasting and you, for some reason, you don't have, you can't, you're not able to reach food, the body can take that fat now and say, all right, good, I got some storage here. I'll use that up a little bit until he or she can get me some carbohydrate and break that down. Quickly, it's done. But take a longer process to, Krebs cycle, all kind of stuff has to happen to break down that fat. So I wouldn't go through the whole process of pyruvate and all that stuff you got to go to get the glucose. Anyway, we're talking about the choice carbohydrate, but you want a good one. You want a good one because the good one released a lot of sugar when you break it down, because there's fiber in there. Slowly, you take the stuff, the snacks and all of the cakes and the baked stuff, whether it's, I don't know what name it, biscuits and all of those things, easily baked and processed and stuff. Easily, it's a whole bowl of sugar is just released in your blood. And the blood, say, well, I'm doing all of this stuff. That's why people get problems and getting the diabetes and all that type of stuff. So, we said macronutrients, we want to break down carbohydrate. And the protein and fat can be, but mainly protein is for repair. You see, when you go to sleep at night, you get to repair your body, repair all the muscles that are torn, micro tears, and all the stuff that needs to be done when you lay down and sleep at night. There's a reason for why owl, animals, even plants sleep. There's a reason for that, because you need a repair, right? So protein and fats also for storage and certain type of transport of some type of proteins and enzymes and so forth. They all have their use. But a major fuel is carbs. And are we going to talk about that? Because here we got vegan trainer. Like, I'm going to lose you. And I'll be right back.
Myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna
whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is, you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes in love with no regret. Let's take our time to say what we want, use what we got before it's all gone.
Megan Trainor, love you like I'm gonna lose you. Sometimes, you know, we take partners for granted, you know, and then when they go away, you know, then you realize what you had. So what's wrong? If you really feel good about a woman or about a man, you know, you just tell them, you know, let them know, you know. Yeah, you're right. A lot of guys be so macho. He says, hey, look, I do good things for you, so that should really show you that I care. But love has nothing to do with material things. Really, you know. Your kids, you know, your kids love you unconditionally. And You know, they're not because you give them no fancy Rolex. No, it's just because, you know, even if you bring a candy for them, the kids love you. You know, love is a different thing. So you tell them, and people like to hear that stuff. So we're talking about foods, carbohydrates, protein and fat, macronutrients and the micronutrients, the vitamins, which, you know, you need. When you're young, for some reason, if you eat a balanced diet, you don't need that stuff. But when you get older, you need a supplement. So it helps. You start to get older because the body can't reabsorb the way it used to when you were younger. When you're young, your cells are strong, can do all kind of stuff. As you get older, the cells become a little bit dysfunctional. Some aging, you can see your skin start to get a little loose and some gravity. It's because the integrity of the cells are not as strong. Used to be. Everything starts to shrink. Hey, look in the mirror, you start to see your neck, double neck, and all kind of stuff. They're easy aging, you know. But we're talking about, not that, we're talking about how you're going to keep the weight off for the Christmas. Hey, it's important. So we talk about carbohydrates, protein, fats. There's a special way you should do it. First of all, I said to you, have a program, have a time when you're going to eat. And even just program yourself, the brain is going to clock that in there, and all of the hormones and the insulin and all the enzymes needed to get ready to process that food will be there. Trust me. In the morning, if you eat them at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, between 8 and 9 every morning, the brain is saying, hey, get some insulin out there, get some stuff ready for the food. And then it looks around, and then the body says, hey, wait a minute, the brain, nothing is coming down, nothing is coming down, no, I ain't getting no carbs, I ain't getting anything. Then 10, 11, you get hungry, and you're not going for no carbs, as I said. You're not going for no green vegetables. No, you're going for that burger or things like that. So we're going to try to prevent ourselves from getting hungry over the holidays. And I know that you want to take a day or two, whether it's Christmas Day and New Year's Day, for your eating. I'm going to tell you the secret that a lot of people don't tell you. You know how the doc is. I give you all the information you need out there. I think you need it. Yes, it's you can find a lot of it on the internet, but on the internet sometimes misinformation you get over there, because some people, anybody can go on the internet and put stuff up there. Listen, if you're going to have a big meal, do it in the morning. Remember I told you earlier about the lemon water. It's important. The lemon water, when you drink that every morning, the first thing in the morning, what it does, it first, as you sleep, you just have gas, you swallow air in your stomach. The warm lemon water breaks the warm water breaks up that gas, big air in your stomach. So getting the stomach ready for the digestion of food, because if you have air in there, digestion is impeded. However, the lemon is the most alkaline food. I said that again. I said it before and I'll say it again. That lemon water, man, is alkaline. An alkaline body actually is a healthy body. Most of those bodies that are on the way out, check out to the other side, are acidic. So, arthritis, all that stuff, with acidic bodies, stones, and so forth. So, and inflammation, a lot of acidic bodies. So you try to make your body alkaline. That's why coconut water is good for you. And if you can drink, I told you to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water every day. And if you can't do 6 to 8 glasses of real water, yeah, mix it with 3 glasses of coconut water. We got it right here. The people up north, they ain't got this stuff. They got to buy it. And when I go over there and I buy the coconut water, it's not the same. Coconut like 5, probably 5 weeks old, and it doesn't taste the same. You got a fresh stuff here, man. A lot of people want this stuff. Make sure your Sundays, you go out there and get some of the a nice bottle of coconut water and just, you know, keep it there and drink it every now and then. So you can mix 3 and 3. So 3 water and 3 coconut water, of course. So what I'm trying to say now, in the morning, if you drink that alkaline lemon warm water, it prepares the body and it keeps your body alkaline every day. Matter of fact, you people with gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, or stomach reflux problem, you take that, guarantee you, that Nexium and that Alicid you're taking to stop your stomach from bothering you. It'll go away. Promise you, if you do that every morning, you'll see it go away. So that's one. But the thing is, eat the big breakfast. I want you to start off with complex carbohydrates, provisions, whatever it is. And even if it's going to be bread, whole wheat bread, small slice, try to stay away from the baking stuff. You cook your food. All right? So you have a big breakfast where it's eggs, where it's the, thank you, eggs, you got the provisions and all that stuff. Make sure you eat well that morning, big. Guess what? And lunchtime, you don't want to much to eat. You eat some fruits, man, and vegetables if you want. Hey, that's how I do it. The fruits in the middle of the day. And then in the evening, you take your nice, don't forget, no more carbs after 3 o'clock. That's important. No more carbs after 3. And in the evening, you could take a little fish, drink a little fish with vegetables or whatever you want to do. You know, you don't have to do rice and all that carbohydrates. You don't want that in the evening. And then at night, you take a glass of the Doc's cocktail. You can take that any time of the night because that's very good for your GI tract and you don't put on weight or increase your sugar levels with the Doc's cocktail. You could look up Dr. Sparman's cocktail and they'll tell you how it is done, kept in your fridge. But a glass of tea or something, a cup of tea or something like that. That's it. So eat your cheat, and if you're going to cheat Christmas morning, this is what I want to tell you. This is the wrap-up. This is the punch point. This is the climax right now. If you're going to eat cheat this Christmas, let it be in the morning. So that by the time you walk around and do all your stuff throughout the day, the body burns it up. That's why people who have big breakfast and small lunch and small supper or dinner, they don't put on weight that much. That's the key, guys, right there in a nutshell. Forget about all the diet programs. I tell you it, really, how it works. A big breakfast. So you're going to cheat this Christmas and New Year's. Do it in the morning, okay? May God bless you. I got to get out of here. Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. Next week, I'll see you. If God willing. James Blunt, thank you for listening this morning, and I hope you have a very good holiday. Keep that weight off. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, stroke. Yeah, all of these things, pancreatic problems, kidney problems, all associated with weight gain. Sometimes you can't get it off. And I know, ladies, you look back at when you're 16, 17, and 21, nice shape, and then suddenly you got all this trunk obesity and stuff. Yeah, you think that's sad. But if you keep doing what I said, the big breakfast every morning, don't miss it. And then you cut back. And no carbs after 3. And don't eat after 7 o'clock. If you're going to eat after 7, it got to be the Doc's cocktail or some type of salad. I love you. And I'll talk to you next week. Here is James Blunt and goodbye, my lover. I've been addicted to you. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I am a dreamer, and when I wake, you can't break my spirit. It's my dreams you take. And as you move on, remember me. Remember us and all we used to be. I've seen you cry, I've seen you smile. I've watched you sleeping for a while. I'd be the father of your child. I'd spend a lifetime with you. I know your fears and you know mine. We've had our doubts, but now